During the summer of his 20th birthday, Sean Jackson, whom I taught to read and mentored, suffered some setbacks. He had dropped out of Piedmont Community College and lost his job. Meanwhile, there were problems among the geese as well. Charlie's mate, Madame, and his son, Charlie Jr., left him for frequent flying expeditions, and soon Charlie disappeared from Kruger Pond. Later, Charlie Jr. and his mate Matilda had nested on the pond and lost their eggs to predators. My friend Ed was repairing some rotting wooden steps and decks at my house at the time. I told him about the recent hardships of Sean, Charlie Jr., and Matilda. "Geese really prefer to lay their eggs on an island," I said to him. "Then their enemies can't sneak up on them, frighten them off their nest, and steal their eggs." It was Ed who thought of building an island on my pond and getting Sean to help. Sean had always admired Charlie and his rise from the bottom of the pecking order to the top, so I thought he'd want to help Charlie's son. Wearing a bright red T-shirt and baggy black pants, Sean squinted in the golden October sun. He hammered away at a nail with Ed's large wooden mallet. "This one won't go in," he shouted to Ed, who sat on the grass a few yards away. Ed sauntered toward Sean and the board. "Here." He took the mallet from Sean and drove the nail into place with three taps. Sean's eyes widened. "Hmm," he muttered, and went back to work. "We're going to walk on these boards to get to the next section and use that part to get to the next. We're building a temporary bridge to the place where the island will be. That way we won't have to get into the pond at all. That is, unless you get clumsy and fall in," Ed chuckled. "Ha, ha, very funny," Sean scowled as he took his first step on the temporary bridge. He teetered a bit and caught himself just in time. "Ed has good ideas," he said. "They're just dangerous." Ed laughed and handed the mallet back to Sean. This time he watched as Sean drove a nail into a board. The still water reflected the reds and golds of autumn leaves beginning to fall from the trees at the edge of the pond. I stood close by as each man carefully inched his way across the narrow bridge. Would the geese like their island and build a nest on it? Would Ed's work ethic and easygoing manner have an impact on Sean? I watched as the men nailed one section of boards, and then the next.